Masechet Baba Metzia Perek He, Mishnah Dalid. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about interest that comes from investments. In times of the Mishnah, when a business deal would happen, there would be two different partners involved in one business, the Mashkia and the Mitasek. The Mashkia was the investor who provided the capital that was needed for the business, and the Mitasek was the broker who dealt with the logistics, dealt with the labor of getting things done. The Mashkia, the investor over here, wanted to ensure that he didn't put up 100% of the income and take 100% of the risk. So the way they would structure this business is, at first, of course, the Mashkia would put 50% of the funds up as an investment. And then the other 50% of the funds that were needed for the business, he would provide as a loan to the Mitasek. And then the Mitasek would right away put that money back into the business. So he also now shared the risk, and at the same time he shared the reward of the potential business of what was going to happen from it. And if they lost money, they both lost money, because now the Mitasek, the broker over here, the logistics man, if they lost money, he's still obligated to pay back the investor, the Mashkia. If they made money, then they both made money. But in all scenarios, 50% of the money would have to be paid back to the Mashkia. That's the way things worked. But even though the investor here may get back more money than he gave the broker, it's considered to be profit from the investor's half of the business. It's not considered to be profit from a loan that he gave to the Mitasek. Our Mishnah is going to talk about one more requirement that was needed to make sure that this deal is not interest, that it's not turning into the Mashkia benefiting from the loan that he gives to the Mitasek, to the laborer, to the broker over here. There's another requirement to make sure that it's really profit from the Mashkia's investment as opposed to interest from the loan that he provided to the Mitasek. The Mishnah will start off with a case of a storekeeper. Mishnah says, "En moshivin henvani l'mahasit sachar." A person is not allowed to approach a storekeeper and tell him to sit and sell produce in exchange for half of the earnings. He's not allowed to tell a storekeeper, "Here's the capital I have, and that arrangement that we spoke about in the introduction to the Mishnah. Here's the produce at a certain price. I want you to sell it for a higher price, and we'll split the profits." It's according to that arrangement, like we said earlier, where half of the capital, which here he's providing him an actual product, is coming in as an investment from the investor, 50%. And the other 50% of the product is coming in as a loan to the storekeeper over here that he's putting right back into the business. You can't do that. Why? And in another case, he's not allowed to give the storekeeper money and tell the storekeeper, "You go buy produce and sell it in exchange for half of the earnings." And again, that same model is being run over here. In order to mitigate the risk, the investor here is structuring it where it's 50% investment on his part and another 50% loan to the storekeeper to go buy the product. He can't do that. Why? What condition does he need to do in order to allow this to work? The only way this works is if he gives the storekeeper a salary as a worker. The way things are, the way we structured it, is half the produce, like we said, is a loan from the investor to the storekeeper, and half of it is money that the investor is putting in on his own. So for all intents and purposes, the storekeeper is an equal partner and an investor in the deal. So they both put up 50% of the capital because the investor loaned 50% to the storekeeper. But who's the one doing all the work? The storekeeper. He's buying, he's selling, he's doing everything in terms of the logistics. And he's not getting paid for his work. So what we say here is it seems to be that he's giving a free service to the investor because the investor loaned him money for him to put into the business. So therefore, that free service is a problem of collecting interest. So the investor has to pay the storekeeper a salary. that'll offset all of the labor that he's doing on behalf of the business. And then in terms of owned equity, they would both own an equal amount of equity here, and there would be no problem of interest. The same halakha would apply to somebody who's raising chickens or young animals. En moshivin tadnigolin lemechitza. You're not allowed to give eggs to a farmer and have his hens sit on the eggs in order for those eggs to hatch and turn into baby chicks, and have that farmer raise those chicks, and the profits and the losses would be split between two of them. Again, over here, the way this is structured is in the same way, in order to mitigate risk for the investor, as a 50% investment on his part and a 50% loan to the farmer. And again, v'in shamin agalin usiyahin lemechetzai, not allowed to do an assessment of the value of calves or young horses and give them to a herdsman, somebody who's dealing with horses, to raise them for half the profits and losses. Unless the investor gives the farmer or the person who deals with the horses a salary payment for dealing with the investor's half of the animals and half of the food that he needs to provide for the animals. If not, if he doesn't give him that, then the work that the person is doing is basically for free. And it's considered to be interest because of the quote-unquote loan that the investor gave him. Here, again, he's taking ownership of 50%, the farmer or the herdsman, of what he's being given by the investor in order to mitigate risk on behalf of the investor's part. So he owns half of it, and therefore they're both equal partners in the business, but who's the one doing all the work? The farmer or the herdsman. So he needs to collect a salary to take care of that work, and then the equity in the business could be owned equally by both of them. They both technically put up half of the money. Now we'll say where you don't have to pay for the work. Aval mekabelin agalin usyahin lemechetza, but the herdsman is allowed to accept calves or baby horses if they didn't assess the value of those animals before this partnership took hold, which would tell us that the only thing that they would both split would be the profits, but the herdsman over here, the person dealing with the horses, would not be responsible at all for the losses. So we would say that when he's receiving these animals, he's not receiving half of them as a loan. He's just caring for the animals that are fully owned by the owner, and the profits that he would get, a 50% profits, are in exchange for the labor and the fee that he's putting in over here. So there's no profits happening because of a loan or equity that he has in these animals. He has no equity in the animals. The animals are owned 100% by the investor, the one who's putting up these animals. He's just now trading his services of feeding the animals and also caring for them in exchange for 50% of the profit. So therefore, in this case, there would be no need to pay a salary to the herdsman. His salary is 50% of the profits. We could consider the fact that since he has no loss over here, the way that the deal is structured is that he has no equity in the horses, and the animals that are put up are not considered to be a loan whatsoever to him. Another issue the Mishnah is going to tell us is how long is a herdsman expected to raise the young animals that he's caring for. He has to raise these horses until they're grown to a third of their size. Then he could return them and split the profits with the investor. And when talking about a person who agreed to raise the donkey for 50% of the profits, but here also there's no risk of any loss, he has to raise them until the donkey could carry a full load on its back.